Welcome to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast, hosted by author, educator, speaker, and mom, the cool cat teacher, Vicki Davis. In this episode, number 661, Vicki Davis interviews Dr. Amy Cranston about five ways to create effective social and emotional learning environments online. And you may be surprised to hear what she suggests as a primary emphasis. Now let's join the conversation. Enjoy!
In today's socially challenging times, teaching kids how to build social, emotional, and learning skills can be tough. If you're an educator looking for ways to integrate SEL into your lessons or a parent supporting learning at home, the Allstate Foundation and we are committed to providing you with the resources you need to get started at we.org/SEL. Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn more about this sponsor. So today we're talking to Dr. Amy Cranston, author of the book, Creating a Social and Emotional Learning Environments. And Amy, today we're talking about five ways to create effective social and emotional learning environments online. What do we need to do as so many schools are using distance education, but even after we go, quote, back to school, most likely most of us will be in a hybrid environment. So how do we bring SEL there?
Wow, great question. Yeah, and who would have known, right, that we were going to find ourselves in this predicament? So I'd say number one, think of an oxygen mask. When you're on an airplane and they're explaining how the oxygen mask works, what do they tell you, right? If you're traveling with a child, please place the oxygen mask on yourself first and then on your child. So I kind of think of it that way with regard to teachers and parents as well. Take care of yourself first, because you can't take care of your kids or anybody else until you do that, right? So first and foremost, start with yourself and make sure you're in a good place.
And that's tough to do sometimes when we're all so busy. Even now, you know, teachers are so busy amidst distance education that sometimes it's hard to slow down and think about that. What's our second?
Second, I would say find ways to sort of cope with everything that's going on right now. I mean, this is an unprecedented time. It's taking a big toll on all of us. I think maybe if we don't even realize it, or more than we realize it, it's stressful. It's a stressful time, and we need to find ways to reduce that stress. And that's going to be different for everybody, whether it's meditation or yoga or mindfulness or just going for a walk. You know, whatever it is that sort of helps you sort of get in touch with yourself and where your mind is and how you're feeling and dealing with stress, it's an important thing to address. And one thing I'll put out there for your listeners is there is an app called Headspace, and they offer it free to educators. So you might want to check that out.
Love that. And yesterday I saw the movie, It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers, and he was talking to this gruff reporter, and it's such a great movie to watch right now. And he was talking about dealing with your feelings, and he says, well, Mr. Rogers, what do you do? And one of the things he said is, you know, you can bang on all the low keys on the piano sometimes, and it'll make you feel better. I mean, there's just so many different ways, and they're different for all of us. You know, for me, it's taking a run, but for others, they view taking a run as punishment. So we need to do what works for us, but we do need to do that and help our kids too, right, Amy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And that is a wonderful movie. So if anyone hasn't watched it yet, definitely watch one.
For sure. Okay. What's your third?
Number three, I would say, is to get the message across to everyone that social emotional learning, or what we call SEL, is not one more thing on the plate. It is the plate. So in other words, we need to address those social and emotional needs because they're foundational. And that goes for ourselves as adults, as well as our kids.
Well, if you don't have a plate, you can't serve anything on it. And, you know, it is the plate. I don't know why sometimes we forget that. Okay, what's your fourth?
So the emotional check-in, I would say. So what I mean by that is, for teachers that are logging on to check in with their kids remotely, start first of all with that sort of emotional check-in. So rather than launching right into whatever the lesson is that you're trying to get out there today, start with checking in with each and every one of your kids as to where they are, you know, mentally, emotionally. How are they coping? with things. I saw this post the other day that a teacher posted that she had a very challenging student she was checking in with, and they spent the whole time with him showing her each and every pet he owns and everything about his house, and gave her the tour. And she said, we never got to any academic lesson, but she said, but you know what? That's okay. That's what he needed from me today.
And that's a great thing to think about. I know with our, we sort of do an attendance question inside Google Classroom, but once a week we try to do a mood survey and try to connect with, you know, how are they feeling and what's going on? Because, you know, very often when people are angry, they're not really angry, quote, at us. They're just angry because there's so many disturbing things happening right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's our fifth?
Fifth, I would say, is connect with your kids with what is going on right now, rather than try to avoid it or look at it as a distraction from getting to your lessons and your academics. Acknowledge it because it's on their minds. The kids are affected by it. They know what's happening. They don't know exactly what's happening, but they know that everyone's stressed out and it's a weird, unusual time. So I think it's good to talk to kids about that and ideally give them an opportunity to help in some way. So, you know, so many families are doing some wonderful volunteering gestures right now to help out in any way they can. And I think that's important. And I think it helps us cope and it helps our mental health. And that goes for adults and kids. And so something you can ask yourself and you can ask your kids or your students, what problems are out there right now that you want to help solve? And what are some ways that you think you could help solve them?
Well, these are challenging times. What do you think the biggest mistake that some educators might be making right now is?
I think the mistake is that we're so focused on keeping kids caught up academically and so concerned about them falling so far behind with so much loss of school time. But I think we need to cut ourselves a little slack and just accept the fact that this is just not a normal time. So why would we expect to maintain our normal expectations or benchmarks when it's an abnormal circumstance? And first and foremost, I think the most important thing for all of us right now is just to maintain our mental health. And I think everything else is secondary.
Well, amazing woman, first African-American architect in the state of Georgia. Ivinu Love Stanley was one of my mentors. And she told me a story when I was a very young woman about juggling. And she said to me, Vicki, you're going to realize in life that you juggle and you're going to have lots of balls in the air. But at some point, your life is going to get to the point where you have to drop some things because things are going to be overwhelmed. And what you're going to discover is that some of the balls, most of them are rubber and they'll bounce. Your career, you might think it won't bounce, but it will. You know, there are things that will bounce. He said, but there are a few things that if you drop them, you will realize your mistake, that those things were made of glass. And one of those things is your health. Very close relationships, they're made of glass. And there are times where you have to say, you know what? There are certain things I'm going to drop, but these precious children in their emotions and the SEL strategies that you talk about so much, they're made of glass and we have to attend to those first, don't we?
Absolutely. And that's a great analogy and visual way to look at it.
Yeah, from a woman that I respect very much. So I know we're going to be talking to you in another episode as well, but I think that these are five important things as we bring SEL into our online learning spaces. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Vicki.
In today's challenging times, we know how critical it is to make sure kids are equipped with social and emotional learning skills to cope with the world around them. That's why I'm excited to highlight today's sponsor, the We Schools program made possible by the Allstate Foundation. It brings social and emotional learning together with service learning, helping children build key skills such as resilience, empathy, perseverance, and problem solving. Whether you're an educator looking for ways to integrate SEL into your lesson planning or a parent looking to support your kids' remote learning at home, go to we.org/SEL for helpful educational resources and tips. Our friends at the Allstate Foundation and we are committed to providing you with the resources you need to get started. Thanks, we and the Allstate Foundation, for sponsoring this podcast episode.